bring in Congressman Adam Kinzinger, the 16th District. He joins us now. Congressman Kinzinger, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so let's get right to it for you. What's your response from your congressional seat? What's your response to the coordinated precision strikes tonight on Syria?
Well, it was the right thing to do. It should have happened 5 years ago. In 2013, the Western world has, actually the free world, not just the Western world, has held that chemical weapons have no place on the battlefield since World War One, and we've held tight to that. And repeatedly, Bashar al-Assad and his regime have violated that, in that it's not just about the tragedy of what's going on in Syria, but it's about what message do we send to future despot, future leaders, future regimes on what they can develop and use in chemical weapons. And this was absolutely the right thing to do tonight. I'm proud of the president for making the call, and I'm proud of our military for seeming to have executed so flawlessly, as they always do.
This was a tactical move, as we heard from some of the professors that called in a little bit earlier. It's not a strategic move for the future of what the United States presence is in Syria. Do you see this as a tactical move or the beginning of what possibly could be a change in the way that we approach Assad in Syria?
Well, I think it's a tactical move. I think the president's made clear we don't want to get involved in the civil war there. He did mention using the UN peace process that's underway. Actually, that was Secretary Mattis that mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to see that resolved. But, you know, some people will, in order to prevent any military action, will try to say that, you know, this automatically leads to 200,000 troops in Syria, and it doesn't. What we're saying is that while we wish the Syrian civil war was solved, the reality is we cannot accept the use of chemical weapons. So, yes, it's a tactical move, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad move. I think it was absolutely the right thing to do.
When you're talking about, obviously politics plays in here because, especially international politics, when there has been so much rhetoric with Russia and the United States in the last couple days, Russia saying, you know, if you attack and we could possibly attack back at U.S. military. How much consideration is in your mind and Congress and others when you talk about precision strikes to make sure that this doesn't escalate?
Well, you never want it to escalate, but I think the thing we have to keep in mind is Russia is not the old Soviet Union. Russia is not the military that we used to face down in 1990. Russia is a decrepit military. It's a declining economy. And, you know, while they do have nuclear weapons, they do have some military capability. Vladimir Putin's a smart guy. Vladimir Putin knows that he's not going to engage the U.S. military, lose every time. And so, you know, frankly, over the last year, there have been some very hawkish moves against Russia. And Russia has not been able to respond because they simply don't have the capacity. Tonight's another example. The Russians said if we attack Syria, they would, you know, blow stuff out of the water and everything else. We're going to see that didn't happen.
Yeah. Iran is another one to pay attention to as they have a stake in this. Is there concern, of course, the president tonight singling out Russia and Iran in his speech to the American people? Do you have to be concerned about their response to tonight?
I think Iranian response is through terror. Iranian response is through attacking Israel, which they've been doing anyway, and destabilization. Are you worried? Always. Anytime there's military action or a war, I'm worried and concerned about any possibility. But again, we need to stand and realize that we're the United States of America. We stand for something, and that's what's encouraging me tonight. We're not just a collection of people that just get through life. We're a nation that stands for things, and this standing against the use of chemical weapons is something we need to be proud of. And frankly, whether it's Iran or Russia, they can't hold a candle to that.
So right now, as the dust will settle on this, and this will be something that, of course, will be analyzed over the weekend, what do you think will come out? Do you think that Assad and the Syrian government will definitely be dealt a blow if the Secretary Mattis, as he mentioned, that they have set back the chemical weapons production in Syria? Do you think that this is going to set back the Syrian government when it comes to this kind of thing?
I do. I think it's not just a setback in terms of their inability to produce and contain chemical weapons now. It's a setback on their pride. Think of what this does to their field of soldiers. Think of what this does to Assad's leadership. Think of what this does to Russia's position in the Middle East. After all that saber rattling, being able to do nothing against the U.S. and its allies. So this is going to have a massive impact, not just infrastructurally, but also psychologically. And so this is a great thing tonight to have happened. I never cheer military action, but if there ever is a holy time, so to speak, to use military action, it's to protect innocent men, women, and children. which suffocated to death under this brutal regime.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime. Take care.